Toronto Zoomer Radio, Gordon Lightfoot's life and legacy will be honored in his hometown, Orillia, all summer long in a project that will see 60 plaster and wood guitars attached to downtown street poles. Local artists have been invited to paint their own tributes to Gordon on these guitars, which will then be on display from the end of this month through Thanksgiving weekend. Very cool idea. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Transit advocacy organization TTC Riders is hosting a transit election debate tomorrow night without any of the Toronto mayoral candidates. Instead, the group will present a scoreboard of candidate transit promises, then debate who has the best plan. Sheila Pizzi-Allen, TTC Riders Executive Director, is back on the show today. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Sheila. Well, an election debate without the candidates, so we might even be able to understand what's being said, right?
Exactly. We'll be able to hear people's full answers. People will give some straight answers and really get into the details and the facts.
So who will be doing the talking?
So any transit user or somebody interested in transit will be doing the talking. This is a public forum. Everyone's invited. And we have transit expert RM Transit, also known as Reese Martin. He's a YouTuber. He's going to kick things off with some welcoming remarks, what he'd like to see from the next mayor. And then volunteers are going to present where each major candidate stands, their platforms, because at a normal candidate's debate, you know, sometimes you can't even hear everyone's response, but you don't always get a straight answer. So we'll be able to dig into all the details and then hear from transit riders. What do they think about these plans and what's missing from the platform? Hmm.
So Toronto has this massive budget deficit. I'm wondering how realistic it is to think that any TTC promises will be addressed right away. I mean, I feel like the candidates can, you know, there's the election promise or the by-election promise, and then there's actually fulfilling those promises. So where does the TTC rank on their list of to-dos?
Yeah, I totally agree. Funding transit is really the number one issue in how we're going to address any of the issues on transit. The last mayor cut service on over 30 routes. So, you know, for all of the candidates promising we're going to reverse service cuts, what we're trying to ask in our debate and talk about is how are they going to pay for it? Do they have a realistic plan to reverse service cuts? Of course, the provincial and federal governments have to continue supporting transit, but any candidate who makes a promise, we want to get into the details. How are they going to pay for it?
So who of the candidates, because you're watching this very closely, is getting high marks for their plans on transit?
So this morning, we're actually launching our scorecard publicly. It's less of a scorecard and more of a survey responses. So we asked all the candidates, will you reverse service cuts and increase transit service levels? How are you going to pay for it? Will you protect Wheel-Trans service for people who need it? Will you fund the construction of a busway when the Scarborough RT shuts down? So we'll be launching that, and people can check out the answers this morning at ttcriders.ca. It can really feel like comparing apples to oranges sometimes with all the different promises, and there's so many candidates running. We wanted to keep it simple and ask everyone the same questions, and that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow night.
Olivia Chow is by far the front runner, and two new polls suggest that she is poised to become the next mayor. So let's talk about her transit position. What are you hearing, and do you like it?
Well, yeah, like I said, one of the number one issues is funding the TTC and reversing those service cuts. And Olivia Chow has said that she will reverse service cuts, and not only that, she will increase service beyond pre-pandemic levels, which is so important to winning transit riders back to the system, making the system safer. So it's really been good to hear the consensus that most candidates are saying we need to reverse service cuts. So no matter who gets elected, they're going to be confronted with the huge budget shortfalls. It's still $366 million short at the TTC, and the task of the next mayor is going to be to get funding from the provincial and federal governments to fill that gap, but also increase revenues for the TTC.
Okay, so Sheila, who of the candidates, and you can be controversial here, who of the candidates is least friendly to the future of the TTC?
Well, that's what we're going to be sharing this morning. We've heard the promises. We're going to be sharing the promises publicly, but there's a few candidates that get red flags from us that, you know, if you ride transit, you know, be warned that not all of these candidates are promising to lower fares, making transit more affordable. Some candidates are promising to get rid of bus lanes. That's Anthony Fury. And it's very concerning because when the Scarborough RT closes this fall, we're going to need better bus service in Scarborough more than ever. And some candidates didn't answer our survey. So, Brad Bradford hasn't made any public commitments to reversing service cuts. So if you want to dig into all the details this morning, you can go to ttcriders.ca. We'll be flagging a couple of candidates who, you know, transit riders should be worried about because they have either haven't made commitments or the promises they have made will take us backwards.
Okay, that's good to know. Before we let you go, if we want to watch this debate, how do we take it in tomorrow night?
So it's going to be an in-person event. We're not streaming it, partly because the point is for people to talk to each other. So you're going to have to come down in person if you're interested, 58 Cecil Street or the Cecil Community Center at 6 p.m. But we'll certainly be posting highlights after the event.
Sheila Pizey-Allen, Executive Director of Toronto Transit Advocacy Group, TTC Riders. Thanks, Sheila.
Thanks so much.
And let's check the drive now with Spencer.